This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Oh my gosh. Hi everybody. Welcome to your Tuesday show.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
How are we feeling? Is it Delulu 2? Is it Tire Tuesday? What's the... Delulu 2 is like the worst version of Tire Tuesday.
I'm feeling more like Tire Tuesday for sure.
Tire Tuesday.
Tired and like... sweaty Tuesday.
Yeah,
it's hot already. It's so early and it's so hot.
My car read 84.
And
I just
morning?
Got here like 2 seconds ago. So
this
80,
morning?
84.
Oh, God.
84 is what my car was reading. So it's going to be a toasty one. It's going to be a scorcher.
Toasty Tuesday.
Toasty Tuesday. There she goes. She's back. And we have a lot to discuss with young Charlotte over here.
Oh, man.
Charlotte was out yesterday. This is our producer, Charlotte. He's not met her yet. Charlotte. We'll get to, like, specific stories later, but, like, what in the hell were you doing this weekend?
So, this weekend was me and my sister's spooky sister Pennsylvania road trip weekend.
Okay. Love that.
So, we went to not one, but two notoriously haunted hotels this weekend.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so, like,
visiting or staying?
One of them we visited, and
okay.
We had dinner there.
Yeah.
And then the second one we stayed in, but the thing was...
Oh, my goodness.
Nobody else was there. Like, we had the entire hotel to ourselves.
That's terrifying.
Just us and ghosts.
That's terrifying.
This is what I didn't realize. So I was catching up with Charlotte last night. We were just talking about show stuff, and then mm-hmm. we were just kind of talking about our weekend a little bit. And what I didn't realize is that, like, nobody else was there.
Mm-hmm.
And by nobody else, I mean, I was like, oh, okay, so, like... You had a private hotel plus the staff. There was no staff there either.
No.
Wait, you just pull up and you stay there and you figure everything out yourself?
How does that work?
So normally I think the guy gives you a tour, but he had some stuff going on this weekend, so we didn't get the tour.
What?
So he was basically just like... Have fun.
Like,
here's the
yourself-
door code.
No.
Like, run amok.
So almost like an Airbnb.
Yeah, so
it felt like.
You can book it out for either like the ghost hunting package.
Wow.
Or the sleepovers horror movie slumber party package. And we did the latter because, like, we're not that advanced.
Yes.
But, so scary.
We did do, like, some Ouija board sessions.
No.
Like, stuff like that. And
no.
I have some wild stories. So.
Yeah, we'll have to
goodness.
Get to these later on today. So
I survived, though.
No,
crazy.
Yeah. I felt like we needed to, like, what's it called? The
sage
her when she walked in the studio
no,
this
literally.
Morning because I don't know what she brought back from that crazy ass weekend.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three,
three.
With Jess. Number three.
Last weekend, Harbor Splash was postponed due to heavy rain. The event was actually set for Saturday, June 21st, but will now be scheduled for next month on Saturday, July 19th. Registrations for the 200 people who signed up for the Harbor Splash will either automatically be transferred to the new date. They're also offering refunds to be available if that's something that you're interested in. Routine water monitoring has found that the Baltimore Harbor meets the Maryland standard for open water swimming as long as it hasn't rained within 48 hours. But that clearly wasn't the case last week. Officials also say that we have had an unusually rainy spring, which is something that they weren't planning for, did not expect. So that also played a factor as well.
I said I would never do Harbor Splash, but a day like today, man, I might go
jumping in.
I might be jumping that bad boy right now. So hot.
Number two.
Target announced that they are keeping back to school supplies at last year's prices. So including a list of 20 essentials for under $20 and a $5 backpack that's backed by demand. They're also rolling out major savings with over 1,000 items priced under $5. Also, students and teachers, you can score an extra 20% off through their Target Circle program. Plus, you'll get early access to Target Circle Week deals starting July 5th.
Number one.
Hamilton star Anthony Ramos stopped by Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen recently, and he revealed who the most terrifying celebrity to spot in the audience was, and his answer was Madonna. Take a listen.
Oh, sorry. Take a listen now.
The most terrifying was Madonna with her iPad in her face.
Oh, wow.
I was like, shorty, I'm like, if you're not enjoying it that much, yo, you know the door's right there. You ain't got to stay here.
So Playbill reports that the incident itself actually happened in 2015 when Madonna attended the show on Broadway but was not invited backstage afterward due to her lack of theater etiquette, with show creator Lin-Manuel Miranda sharing at the time in a now-deleted tweet that it was the very first time that he had literally asked stage management to not allow a celebrity who was texting all through Act 2 backstage.
I just wonder why she had... I mean, if you're going to text, it's fine. I mean, first of all, it's not fine. Not fine. If you're going to text, rude.
iPad.
If you're going to pull a whole ass iPad
How much
out,
light that illuminates from an iPad in that dark of a setting?
Like, we're all theater kids here, right? Can you imagine being in a theater and somebody pulls out an iPad? I've never in my life seen somebody pull out an
iPad.
Are
you even allowed to bring that in? My thing is, like, who let her have that in there?
Yeah, how do you even sneak? Maybe a
backpack.
Did
she hide it in her jacket
or
something?
Maybe a purse or something. She pulls that. Just the illumination of that bad boy. But then here's the thing. If you're Madonna, do they question you because you're Madonna?
Okay, true. No, but also, I mean, Madonna or not, if you weren't that interested, why were you going? You're a performer. More than anything, you're a performer. You should understand. I think that's wild behavior. This is Jess, and that's your top three, brought to you by Goal Vision. Good morning. Parents, if you think you know what kind of summer your kids want, you're probably wrong.
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
I'll never get sick of that jingle.
It's the best.
And it kind of sucks because it sticks in my head all day.
It's my favorite.
Like, it'd be like 7:15 p.m. And I'll be like, because nieces know best. And I'm like, why am I singing that?
My whole family's constantly singing it.
Y'all, welcome to the Nieces Know Best segment. If you've never done one of these before, we should probably introduce you to Jess's nieces. This is like our feel-good. I want you to think of this as like the... You know, we used to go home on Friday nights and watch TGIF. We'd watch like the Steve Urkel show or Full House or something like that. Like, this is kind of like that vibe, right? Who are your nieces, though, for those who don't know?
So I'm very close to my family, but they're all on the West Coast. So once a week, I'll talk to my nieces, Abby and Maya. Abby's 13. Maya is 10. Just about different things that are going on in my life, because I just feel like kids are unapologetically themselves. They can't help it. Sure. And with summer being here, and I think like a lot of parents will maybe put their kids in summer camp or pack them with plans, or maybe the opposite of that. And Abby and Maya have a lot to say about that.
Okay, so it is officially summer. I want you guys to give parents advice. What kind of summer do kids actually want? Abby, you go first.
I mean, for me personally, last summer was bed rot summer, and it made me feel really sad and bad. Mm-hmm. But this summer, just so far, has been like nothing but hangouts and beaches and just spending time with friends, which has been awesome. So like, PSA to parents, don't assume your kids don't have plans, because I promise you we have plans.
Okay. Maya, what do you think? What kind of summer do you want?
I do enjoy relaxing in my bed and just not having any cares in the world. And then a parent walks in. Go clean that space. Go clean that room. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, we are in school for 2 semesters. And then we get 9 weeks of a break. All I'm asking you, parents, is to just give us the break that we need inside our heart.
That's fair. I think all of that is actually really good advice. Thanks, guys. Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
The break we need inside our heart is so real. Remember when you went to school and like you were like, summer came along and you were like, man, can't wait to be an adult. I only have one job I got to worry about instead of like five silly classes. This summer break's so necessary right now. What kind of summer kid were you? Did you like to go out and do a lot of stuff, or did you like to sit at home?
I was with my family a lot. I think my favorite thing would always be to go to my grandparents' house because they had a massive backyard and like a pool.
Yeah.
And so that's basically where I lived all summer.
Dude, I was such the basement kid. I was the basement kid, man. I would sit at, I remember we finally, this is going to show my age a little bit, but like we got like a computer and like I would illegally download video games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd be up to like 5 o'clock in the morning playing like some weird shoot 'em up video game. My mom's like, go out and make friends. I'm like, I don't need friends.
Yeah.
Mom. And now here I am 42. What am I doing?
Playing video games.
And not making friends. All right,
didn't know how to follow that one.
I didn't. Yeah, so you could have saved me or something.
Well, I think you wanted that space, so I gave it to you.
I didn't really know where to go with it. I didn't really
gave
know.
Gave you your moment.
Yeah, I didn't really know what to do with it.
The music knew you needed. It needed to.
It just
there,
needed to go. Yeah. A little trombone.
There you go.
Yeah.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
Minute.
Mix 106.5.
Let's go. $1,000 in free gas. Like, imagine that would do for your budget. You know what I mean? Freeing up $1,000 this month. We can do it. We'll explain how to play. Caller 10 is up today. Who's this? Hi, Mix.
It's Ron.
Brian?
Roland?
Ron.
That's way easier than what we're going with.
Yeah.
Wow. Hi, Ron. What's up? Good morning.
Hey, Ron.
What's going on?
Well, you tell us, man. You're calling number 10. Congratulations. You've made it into the game, my guy.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right.
Let's
Ron,
do it.
Ron means business. All right, Ron. Well, welcome. Ron, have you played before?
Yeah, but not very well.
Okay.
It's okay. We're back and we're better.
It's a redemption round for Ron today. Well, you know how this goes. We're going to go to Jess, explain the rules to everybody else, and then we're going to go for it. Round two for Ron. Jess, how do we do this?
Okay. So if you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there's time at the end. Ron, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. What is the antonym of laugh?
Cry.
Correct. Question number two. What is the main diet of flamingos that gives them their pink color?
Shrimp.
Correct. Question number three. In what state is the city of Nashville?
Tennessee.
Correct. Question number four. How many months are in a decade?
120.
Correct. Question number five. Jack Dawson is the leading character in what movie?
Titanic.
Correct. Question number six. The few, the proud is the slogan of which branch of the military?
Army.
It's not the Army. It's not the Army.
Ron, we were on fire today,
my guy.
Ron,
for coming and saying I didn't do well the first time. You sure we're coming back with a vengeance today, my guy?
You were
very close.
You were so close today. Man, you were so close.
Yeah, number six, that's the Marine Corps.
You, the proud, the Marines is what it was. Yeah.
And let's see if you would have gotten number seven. What do we call animals that are active at night?
Nocturnal.
Wait, are you by yourself or are you with the team?
Well, there's a couple other losers here.
Yeah, it sounds like you got a whole stadium behind you right now. Where are you, M&T?
You guys were close. You guys are really, really close. You guys were on a roll.
sounds like you're Camden Yards right now. Listen. I mean, that was pretty impressive, man.
Good job, Ron and crew.
That was pretty impressive, man. You guys almost had it with few, the proud, the Marines. That would have gotten us there today. And then Nocturnal would have knocked out all seven today. Hey, crew, Ron and crew. It sounds pretty dang good. Tomorrow, you know how this works. We'll come back. We'll do 7 new trivia questions with $1,000 in free Dash and gas. And hope you guys will call back and we'll try it all over again, okay?
All right, guys.
Have a good day, you guys. And make sure to head to Dashin' for their classic country breakfast stackadilla or the bold flavor of a Santa Fe stackadilla. Both are made with fresh cracked eggs and can be yours for an everyday low price of just $6.95 only at Dashin'.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Be honest with me. I don't know if this would be creepy or not. I think it could be like kind of romantic. I met a woman last night and she's really beautiful. I just don't know the way I got her number if this would be creepy or not to text her. I joined this new gym recently and last night was really my second night, but they team you up with somebody when you're new to kind of go through the different thing. I'm not going to tell you where it is. I'm kind of embarrassed.
On the brink of creepy.
I know. But just bear with me here. So they teamed up with somebody so you kind of learn how
partner,
to do
yes.
that. Partner, right? So the second they teamed me up with this girl, I'm like, oh, like, you know, I know we're here to work out, but like, let me just try to chat her up. Let me just see maybe there's something here. You meeting somebody at gym could be a cute story.
Right.
I instantly, though, got the vibe of like, she's not here for this.
She's
there to work out. I mean, she was friendly enough.
You wouldn't say. At a gym. Wow. Groundbreaking.
Friendly Fork found in the kitchen.
Friendly enough, but like, you know, I could tell it like that was it, you know?
Yeah, go on.
So at the end, we walk back over. There's like a cubby section where you leave all your stuff.
Yes.
And I got my stuff and I realized that she had left her AirPods in there. And so I was going to take them up to the front. And I realized before.
But you kept them so you could contact her directly.
Hang on. Before I did, I realized that on her AirPods, there happened to be like a little name tag thing on there.
Contact me.
Right. Basically, if you lost them, then like you'd had like a little name and phone number on there, right? So I didn't keep them. I did turn them to the front, but before I did.
But you took the phone number, you creepazoid.
I took a picture.
What? Creepy crimes back again.
If you were going to text.
Hang on.
To tell her, that's one thing.
Hang on.
No.
So I was thinking.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that already. Oh, no.
Because now I've got her number. I was thinking, like, should I shoot her a text?
No. What is this going to say? Please tell me what you have written up already.
I don't have anything written up yet.
All right.
But what I was thinking about is like, hey, great working out with you last night. I just wanted to let you know that I found your AirPods and I left them at the front desk for you. And hopefully I'll see you soon again at the gym. Because then it's like there's flirtation involved, right? But also, like, I'm here on a mission. And then, like, we'll just see where it goes. Because then, like, if she comes back, she's like, hey, great seeing you too, cutie, or something. Then I'm like, yo, I'm in. You know what I mean?
You already missed your window. If you had texted her in that moment saying, I took it to the desk, they probably already contacted her. Now it's weird.
How long are you going to wait? Like, you've been sitting on the number that you've stolen for like 2 days, and then you're going to hit her up and she'll be like, I already have my AirPods, you creepy cringe. Yeah.
It has to happen this morning. That was the last class of the night last night. That's why I was like, okay, so like, I feel like this morning would still be appropriate.
Dude, no, you needed to like text her literally when you got into your car in the parking lot. That was your window. Right now, like, she was like, wait, so why do you have my number? And like, why have you been holding on to it?
I'm a local celebrity. I got things going on. You know what I mean? Creepy or not, Jess?
Creepy.
Why creepy?
Bro, okay, the fact that you literally took a photo of her phone number and you have it in your recent, like, and you've been sitting on this, like, spewing on how to figure out how to contact this girl, like, nyeh, 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 nyeh. Like, that's
You're
what
married,
it's giving.
Bro. Jess is married. She doesn't know.
I'm not married. I'm honest. Sorry you don't like what I have to say.
Charlotte, come on. You know, there's something romantic. Come on, the guy, maybe you thought he was cute at the gym. We don't know. Maybe she thought I was cute and she was just like shy. I don't know.
As your fellow messy in love bestie, I'm telling you, you missed your window
you
and now
so?
It's weird.
But is it creepy or not?
It's creepy.
Why?
It's weird.
But also the show
now you
is
have
young.
A married female and a single
but
female
Charlotte's
both
young.
Telling you it's creepy and you're going to tell both of us that we're wrong.
Is there anybody that thinks this
All
is cute?
Right.
There's got to be somebody. Tracy in Baltimore, good morning.
Good morning.
Is it creepy to you?
So, I have a different spin. What if she left the AirPods there for you to find with her number in it, hoping you would call her?
Who leaves AirPods behind? Nobody, Jess. That's something you triple check.
I literally did leave my AirPods behind, and I actually was worse. I left them out. I didn't even leave them in the case. I left them like AirPod single by single. So I think that is a mistake that people make. But so that is fair. I think that would be like a fair maybe like assumption. But the reason why I don't think that's true is because she was not showing any sort of interest wanting to have communication with you when you guys were working out.
What
she
if
was
she's
just
shy?
There to handle business.
What if she's shy? We're all a little shy sometimes. I mean, Tracy, what do you think? Do I text her or do I not? Would it be at this point? Because I will admit, if I was going to do it, obviously, so just full transparency, I'm like, this is kind of a good radio story, so I need to like save it. But like, I just don't know if now is it too late, you think? Is it weird now the next morning if I text her and I'm like, yo, what's up? Like,
I don't think it's weird at all. I think you should just be like, hey, listen, found your AirPods last night. Like, I was busy doing, you know, XYZ, like, forgot to text you. I left them at the front desk.
Local celebrity. I'm a local. Should I say I'm a local celebrity, so I was really busy?
Hi, this is Creepy Creams.
No, leave that part out.
XOXO. Inspector Gadget. That's what it's giving.
Okay, Tracy likes the idea. I'm glad. I needed some of that. That other point of view, Tracy. Thank you for calling. Who's up, Jess? Who's
This is Melissa in Bel Air.
Hey, Melissa. Good morning.
Hi.
You love it, right? Is this like, this is how romance begins?
No, I think it's creepy. I'm sorry. I really wouldn't even want to go back to that gym after that.
Wait, why?
I really agree with them. You missed your chance. You should have texted her right away and been like, hey, I found your AirPods. And when she responded back, then you should have been like, I really enjoyed working out with you. Maybe I'll see you again, something like that. But waiting until the next day and taking a picture of her number is just creepy, especially in today's world. And I would be freaked out.
You don't care. Okay, how about this?
Yeah, the day after.
How about this? What if she's like wandering around everywhere being like, where's my AirPods? Where's my AirPods? I can't remember that she left him at the gym. Isn't there, don't I have some kind of like responsibility at this point to like let her know just as a decent human?
Didn't
and then
the
also,
front desk person do that though already?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, could they have contacted her? I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, I would assume,
maybe.
It's
but like
kind of
their
well,
job.
Then I would word my text message, hey, I'm not sure if they told you or not, but I left your AirPods or whatever at the front desk.
Yeah.
Do you think
and
that's still okay?
And then I would
okay?
leave it at that and see how she responds.
Yeah.
And then go off of that.
Do you think it's still okay to do the morning after, or was that, is the window just completely
I mean, I still think
missed?
It's creepy, but at this point, you don't really have a choice.
Yeah. At this point, you're going to do it anyway, so might as well.
True. Amanda and Towson, hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Do you love this? Does this just scream romance to you?
I mean, I wouldn't call it creepy or anything, but just to let you know, AirPods do have the Find My iPhone type GPS tracker.
Yeah.
So if it's fully charged or if your AirPods are actually, like, turned on, even if the AirPods are not in the case, you can locate the individual AirPods, the case, or whatnot.
Yes.
Amanda's right. Like, so I don't know if you've heard of technology, but I'm pretty sure she knows where they are.
I use it daily to locate mine, and, you know, just along with, like, my watch and Apple products.
This sounds like a small technicality in my plan, but...
And I did locate them in the trash one day.
Trash, I hear you.
It has that, you know, the new update has it to where it'll tell you, oh, you're 6 feet away or you're closer,
my text message, it wouldn't even do much good at this point. So what are you trying to say, Amanda? Do I do it or do I not? Where are you going with this? I don't know what you're trying to say.
I mean, the worst that's going to happen is just be like, hey, thanks, you know, can I pick them up at the gym or whatever? Mm-hmm. And then, it's not going to hurt just say, hey, I have your AirPods. I found them.
No, he doesn't have them. That's the thing in my life.
I don't have them.
He doesn't have them.
They're at the gym.
He returned them to the front desk. Well, he just took the photo of the phone number to have.
I would just text her and be like, hey, I found your AirPods. I left them at the gym yesterday.
Also, would you like to go to dinner sometime?
I would do that next time you see her.
Next time I see her.
Yeah, maybe like talk to her in person.
Yeah. In person, okay.
You know?
I would do that in person.
Okay.
So maybe even ask her in person for her phone number so she can choose if she wants to give it to you or not.
Whoa, that's a concept?
That's crazy, right?
From there. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What makes a relationship last? An expert thinks they have your answer.
When hearts collide and love gets warmer, ooh, it's the couple's corner.
With me, it's Jess. This is my couple's corner, where I bring you the latest love stories,
breakups and makeups heard around the world. You know, my husband, Garage Boy, and I.
Why are you trying to talk like a dude? And me and
This is how I really want to talk. This is the real me.
Yeah.
This is me after hours. I don't show a lot of you, but my husband knows.
Just after hours. Get out of here, bro.
Listen to me. I've been happily married for a year.
It's too early,
I can give you some tips, but maybe you can head over to my podcast for those.
Wow.
Anyways.
What is happening? Turn this music off.
Anyways.
God.
Yeah, so this is Couples Corner.
Which is a totally different segment than what you're doing right now, I think, bro.
Listen to me. I really want y'all to hear this. According to a love researcher, that's a real title. I didn't even know that was real. It's pretty awesome. This is the one thing your relationship needs to last a lifetime. Dr. Albert Brooks. This is a Harvard professor who has studied love for over 2 decades. It's a long time. He says the key isn't romantic passion. It's having a partner who's actually your best friend.
Oh, that's cute.
So
that's cute.
According to Brooks's research over the past 2 decades, he says one of the greatest predictors of divorce is partners who are lonely while living together. Mm. And this means that the only thing you have in common is your kids.
Wow.
While that may sound simple, he says that bond is the key. Because it will last longer after an initial chemistry fades. Because you actually just enjoy being around each other.
Man, I like it. It's cute. Love it.
And I agree.
So I'm struggling with this a little bit. Because this is what I've always said about me and my ex-wife. I was like, marriage sucked. It was like not a good marriage. But we were always like really good friends. Like we were just, we had fun together. Like we liked the same things. Were we like madly in love ever? In hindsight, no. So like, but I was like, we were like coexisted well. Like we were great roommates, that's for sure. But like,
but did you feel like you could be 100% of yourself 100% of the time, whenever and always, wherever you were? Because that's what I consider a best friend now. Because when I see that sentence, I agree. Because with Garage Boy, when we're not having garage time,
oh my god,
which is enjoyable,
we got it.
But I am the most authentic and pure version of myself. And that can be as happy, giddy, silly, goofy, awkward, funny.
Yeah.
To devastated. No, to devastated, it's uncomfortable, and in my eyes, ugly.
Yeah.
But he never makes me feel that way.
I got a hot take.
Okay, Charlotte.
I think true best friendship means you feel comfortable peeing in front of them and you don't have bathroom anxiety around them.
It's not peeing,
Is that coming off of your trip?
It's very related, but yeah. I was just thinking of him and his...
It's not peeing, it's the pooping. It's the pooping.
His poop fears.
My ex-wife and I, and people find this so crazy, ex-wife and I never poop in front of each other.
I think that's a good point.
And people find that really fascinating, but in 10 years we were together, we never did the number two, and never knew that the other one number two'd.
Damn.
And so maybe that was the biggest red flag.
That's what you guys needed.
Because that means you're not best friends. And according to Dr. Brooks, that's not the answer.
Do best friends number two with each other?
Totally.
What are you doing with your best friends?
And that's the end of my couple's quarter.
Okay, no feelings can get hurt. You gotta promise. Jess, promise? Verbal.
Absolutely.
Charlotte, promise?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stephen Kramer, promise?
Yeah, I promise. Are you listening? You promise? Everybody promise before we get into this. I promise. I swear I will not get my feelings hurt over this. There is a thread on Reddit this morning, and it says, you're suddenly legally required to carry a warning label. What does yours say? And this is funny. Obviously, people are like kind of calling themselves out on like their shortfallings. You know what I mean? Like they're, what are they, you know, for example, like somebody says, warning, in order to avoid awkward silences, we'll overshare inappropriately finer details to their entire life story. You know, it's just stuff like that. Warning, we'll cry at the slightest tone change. Just stuff like that. Making fun of themselves, right? And I said, okay, well, instead of doing it for ourselves, what if we wrote warning labels for the other members of the show? Now, sounds fun, but high potential to hurt somebody's feelings. But I think it could also really be a self-awareness assessment.
Yeah, this is a challenge. Let's treat it like in Love Island when they are like, oh, it's a challenge. It doesn't count. It's fine. Right. It's fine. It's a challenge.
It's a challenge. And it can really kind of open our eyes, I think, to maybe some things we don't realize about ourselves. If any of this, just seeing this, if you're new to our show, we're three friends that really care about each other. So know that we're not trying to like jab at each other. This is truly just, we love each other. So know that's where this is coming from. So Charlotte, let's just say that suddenly that we're legally required to carry a warning label. What does mine say and what does Jess say, according to you?
Okay. So Kramer, your warning is that you will occasionally become the Crames, which is where you slip into this horrifying persona that I can only explain as finger guns personified. Yeah, okay. Does that make sense, Jess?
Yeah, I have a visual.
And you'll start referring to yourself as the Crames in third person. Okay. You might go into creepy Crames mode.
I'm it's not creepy Crames.
At a drop of a hat.
Okay.
You slip away from Kramer and you become the Crames.
She's not wrong. She's not wrong. Okay.
Creepy Crames does exist.
Yeah. All right, Jess. Your warning, I am calling entering the splash zone.
What does that mean?
Because you have a lot of problems with like liquid
your
body. So like you're either going to start crying at the drop of a hat or you're going to suddenly need to pee.
That's so good. So it's a warning splash zone.
So we're calling you the splash zone.
That's good. We're saying like legally, like if we had to legally start like having like a warning label on us, what would it be? And we're writing it for each other. So for Charlotte, I would do not over my last five exes. I feel like when she shows up for some of these dates, it might be good for them to know that like
I've never gotten over a single thing in my entire life. So like
I think that should be expanded into not over anything that's ever happened to me.
No, literally.
Ever.
Never not over it.
And then for Jess, I would say warning makes frequent stops overactive bladder on board, because people do need to know that there's a lot of bathroom breaks. When you work with Jess, she has an issue, you know. All right, Jessica. Yes, for us.
Okay. So my warning for Charlotte is, warning, may respond to any topic with a niche musical theater reference you've never heard of.
It's always the off-Broadway shows that no one's ever seen.
But you're like, sick. I mean, dope. I literally didn't know that. Thank you for that. That's amazing. I did not know that existed. Also, like, where did that come from?
Right.
And for Kramer, mine is, warning, high-maintenance vegan needs all customer service numbers on speed dial.
Yeah. Why does he look mad?
Why are you upset?
You promised.
Tell me.
Why'd you have to do two? It's like one. The thing was like you pick one thing.
That was my one full sentence.
But like you just pick one.
I'm not apologizing because we all made a pact in the beginning. So it was the bit. But it was your idea.
Like you went.
It was your idea. It was your bit. You promised.
Like one,
you wouldn't
one
get
of the
upset.
Other.
You guys want a hug?
Didn't have to do two, but okay. Let me talk to, this is Mahesh up in Frederick. What up, Mahesh? Good morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Wait, you made one for me?
I did, yeah. Well, I just want to say first, I wrote it, and then you guys started saying yours, and they were way nicer. You started the bit with.
Wait, so you want to take it back? You want to change
no,
it?
No, I
want to
hear
you
yours
wanna...
for real, for real.
Yeah, okay,
no, right. I won't take it back. But okay, you started the bit with like no one's feelings are going to get hurt. No,
so exactly. And thank you. Actually, I love you. Thank you for bringing that up, because we all agreed on it, and then look whose feelings got hurt. the person who set the rule.
I just said it was supposed to be one thing, and then Jess just went down a whole laundry list. But
I
it's
literally
okay.
did it.
It's all right.
I literally didn't do that.
It's fine. But what was yours for mine? I'm sure it won't be too bad.
I said, Kramer is a curmudgeon, and he'll always like argue against you.
Argue against?
Jess,
that's fair. Is that fair? Do you think that's a fair?
Yeah, 100%.
Charlotte, do you think that's a fair warning label for me? Argue against you,
especially if you work in customer service.
And why?
Yes.
Why do you feel that way, Mahesh? Why was that the you could have chosen anything like humanitarian?
What the?
good looking.
Yes, well, that's true, but you don't need a warning for that. That's a pleasurable thing.
Period.
It's like all the segments you guys do on the show, right? It's like the talk me out of it and stuff. Or you're just always arguing against Jess every time.
Thank you. Oh my God.
There's never
thank
an
you.
Agreement there.
Okay. Oh my God. Thank you.
Okay. And usually it's the side that not many people agree with. So a lot of people will call and be like, oh, Jess is right. Jess is right. And then there's Kramer like, I don't think you're right.
Interesting. Interesting, Mahesh. Okay. You know, we said no feelings hurt. And my feelings are
what?
Not.
Not what?
Hurt. Mm. My feelings are not hurt. I'm very thankful that you called this show. I'm not going to argue with him because I don't do that.
Nice.
So, Mahesh, I hope you have
That's right.
He's going to talk crap about
now
you.
Now we can remove the warning label.
No, exactly. I'm going to take the warning label off because Kramer doesn't do that today, baby. It's a new me.
Hi, my name is Haley from Owings Mills. I was wondering if I'm a bad mom for making my son pay for the iPad he broke, even if he was doing a good deed.
You're the worst mom ever!
You ruined my life.
That's probably not true.
It's the Kramer and Jess Parent Panel on Mix 106.5.
Let's chat about this. Welcome to the parent panel, y'all. If you've never done one of these with us before, how do these work, Jess?
Parents call in the show and share an experience when someone in their life has called them a bad parent. And we just take a step back and listen to the situation, how we even got there in the first place.
So what was the good deal? How did he break his iPad doing something good?
So my son received an iPad for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I gave him one rule. He cannot leave the house with his iPad. And recently, my neighbor, who's 91, she's been in the hospital, and he promised her that he would take care of their dog while they were away. And he decided to take his iPad to watch YouTube videos while walking the dog. Mm. And unfortunately, he dropped it. He came to me heartbroken. He knew what he did was wrong.
So like shattered, and, like bad.
Yeah. Screen, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But also he's freaking out because he took it outside the house and he knows he's not supposed to take it outside the house.
That kid feeling. We all know that kid feeling like, oh, no. Yeah.
Right. And so he comes to me and I told him these things happen. And I said, if he wants another one, he can pay for it.
He's how old?
He's 14.
How much is it going to cost to get a new iPad?
I believe it was about $1,058.
In kid money, that's, he might as well be a millionaire. You know what I mean?
And I'm happy to support him. You know, we can find him cars to wash this summer. You can cut grass. But yeah, this is his responsibility.
Where did bad mom come into the conversation?
Yeah.
Well, my ex-husband called me an awful mom for doing this. He says I'm being too strict, that my son was trying to do something nice. You know, he didn't expect this to happen.
He called you an awful mom.
Yeah.
Did ex-husband offer to get him an iPad?
No, he doesn't have that type of money. I've always been the breadwinner, so that would be out of the question.
So it's your responsibility.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's my responsibility.
But you're awful for not doing it. Yeah, oh, man.
It's uncalled for.
I feel morally strained in this one. So Haley's son was given an iPad for the holidays and was given one rule, which was, you can't leave the house with the iPad. Obviously, they're expensive and they're fragile.
Yeah.
He broke the one rule with the iPad, which was
taking it outside.
He left the house. But he left for a good reason. He was walking the neighbor's dog who's been in the hospital. Like, do we have any empathy for that for all? Because Haley does not. And you know Apple ain't going to replace that. No, you didn't get Apple Care on that bad boy? I mean, that's 101. That's Apple product 101. You didn't do Apple Care?
No, I didn't get Apple Care.
Is she doing the wrong thing by not replacing the iPad, knowing that he was doing a good deed, even though there was that rule of don't leave the house, Jess?
I think the awful mom comment is completely uncalled for.
I know, that's rude.
But that's a lot of money to drop. I think even though he was doing something incredibly kind, he didn't need to take the iPad outside while he was walking the dog. And it's like if you gave him one rule and it does not leave the house.
I know.
And then you take it. Also, too, it's not like he was like outside sitting on the grass enjoying the sun playing with the iPad. He's like walking, you know.
Dude.
I mean, that is honestly asking for that's an accident waiting to happen. And I feel bad for him, but I also don't think it's fair to put that out of nowhere $1,500 on mom because of what happened. Maybe at a later time, but
come on, man. Like, I know that no good deed goes unpunished, but like, I know he didn't do the right thing, but like, I would love to see him rewarded. Like, would you be willing to go in like 50-50? I mean, $1,000 for an adult is a lot of money, but for a kid, I mean, he'd have to work his ass off all summer to try to like make that kind of money. Would you be willing to do anything like that?
No. I wouldn't.
No. So to you, the rule is the rule and that's it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's put our parent panel together.
This is Tori on 4 in DC.
Tori, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Is it the right move to make, you think, as a parent?
I support it wholeheartedly as a parent and as a public school teacher of middle school and high schoolers. Yes.
To not replace the iPad, to make him work for it.
Yes. Anything that you want in life, you have to work hard for. Mm-hmm. And there was only one rule. It wasn't like multiple rules or something you had to remember. Just one. And that one rule would have made sure, if he followed it, he would still have what right now?
The iPad.
Yeah.
Not me answering you like my teacher. The iPad.
Just passed the class. Just A+.
Sorry, Miss Tori.
But like, honestly, though, but like, come on. Do we not care that this kid literally went out of his way to like walk this dog for this neighbor that's in the hospital? Do we not? That gets no credit for this kid whatsoever.
So being a good person.
Tori, you cut out.
Tori, come back.
Tori.
Oh, dang. She's well spoken to. Okay, sorry, Tori. Gotta let you go. Let's talk to Alyssa. It's in Baltimore. Alyssa, come on now. He's been walking this dog, man. He's walking this dog for this elderly neighbor that's in the hospital. We got to cut this kid some slack, right?
I'm with it. He sounds like a really responsible kid, but I think mom has to run with what she said, and I think that he was wrong for taking the iPad outside. He knew the rule, so I don't think she's a terrible mom at all. But I do want to let her know there's other options to get that thing fixed. Go take it to the mall. Maybe he can pay for $100 versus $1,000. So,
wait, to repair? Well, okay, well, okay, fine. Let's just say this.
If she does end up going that route.
If you could, obviously, I don't know how bad it is, but let's say you could repair it. Should she pay for it to get repaired then if it's a lot cheaper?
Absolutely not. It's all right.
He still needs to do that over summer and raise money.
Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, I'm a mom of three boys, and when she said 14, he knew what he was doing. First of all, you don't need to be outside with an iPad walking a dog.
Literally,
so,
yeah.
I mean, we're lucky that's the worst thing that happened, you know? So, I mean, that's just my mom brain going a mile a minute.
Okay, no, hey, this is why
I think she's a wonderful person. So
absolutely.
This is why we put the parent panel together. Thank you for calling us. A text in the 443 says, this mother is horrible. Expecting her 14-year-old to pay for an iPad is ridiculous. As an adult working a full-time job, I never have a spare $1,000 laying around. Absolutely insane. Wait,
but that's her point, though. But that is actually her point. She doesn't also have a spare $1,000 laying around for a new iPad, though.
So, but it seems like, I guess, most parents then are saying that you don't need to. Like, you don't have to redo it then. I mean, you don't have to replace the iPad. Like, it should be his responsibility. This should make you feel better, I guess, then? Like,
yeah, of course I'm fine. I mean, personally, I don't care what my son is doing. I don't care how good it is. Like, we have rules in our house.
Yeah.
And my word is final.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.